I don't have anything that people aren't ready for. Jesus, like, well, I don't think there's like any part of me that hasn't, that like isn't like common knowledge or common view. including the like my like private parts and everything. Like, I've done nude modeling as well. Like, I don't know if I mentioned that, but yeah, like at one stage, a guy messaged me as this, like, well, I mean, my friend passed on like the contact of this guy, and he messaged me as this tattoo artist who was doing a project with a photographer, and like they wanted to do like the male form, the male body, and all that kind of thing. So I did like a good bit of like nude modeling for them and all this kind of stuff, and like doing these different poses. And I've got this one like stupid one which I was just kind of like messing around, but I was like, I'm just standing there like, and I'm just like biting my underwear and stuff like that. And like, but like the guy like sent me like sketches that he did, and it's really, really cool. And then there's this one of me like with like my foot up on a chair, like doing this pose here, the kind of thing. And it's really good. Like I found like it was really, really good for my body image, for my body kind of the whole body positivity thing. Because like I found like afterwards, like I really found I was just kind of like, you know, like I always kind of had trouble with it. But like there were times where I'd start worrying about my body or something like that. But then I'd be like, hell, somebody liked it enough to like photograph it and then draw it. It's fine. It's probably fine. So that's kind of nice to keep in mind. But yes. Anyway, in the stepping aside from nude modeling and getting into an accessory to nude modeling would be romance and all the like past dating, like relationships and all this kind of stuff. After I met Christina, like she came to the play, and then we kind of like start dating and all that kind of thing. But anyway, let's talk about more interesting stuff. Past relationships. Relationships went wrong. There's all sorts of, yeah, it's weird. Like I was always kind of one of those guys that just ended up with girlfriends more than like actually, like, you know, like in Ireland, it's a big thing where you kind of like go to the club and like, how many girls did you kiss? Oh, well, let me tell you, I kissed a good few of them. Like, how many girls, and then eventually it just goes to like, how many girls you slept with? Lads, oranges, women love me, all that kind of, you know, it's crap. But like, I was always kind of like, I always just like, was more often like, I'd be in a relationship, but like, it would kind of like, especially like in school, I was in several relationships, like over the course of the thing, like it was never, there was lots of periods of time where I'd like very few periods of time where I was like single. Which is weird. I think, I don't know, it's kind of like, I think the way that it, like until Christina, like, and that was the reason why, like, I kind of, like, had, like, a break, and, like, why me and Christina were, like, taking it so slow when we first, started dating, was that, especially on my end, like, I think a lot of times, like, I'd ended up falling into relationships just because, like, I always had this weird kind of thing where, like, if somebody said they liked me, like, I instantly went like, oh, well, that means they deserve my affection. Like, that means, like, if they've shown affection to me, then it's only common courtesy for me to pay it right back to them. Doesn't matter what I feel. I'll just, if they want me, they can have me. I'll do whatever. Just let me be useful to you. So I would always end up, like, in these relationships where I was, like, not be that, like, pleasant. They kind of, like, just be, like, I'm just kind of doing everything just to make you happy. None of this is making me very happy. I was just like, eh. I had this one relationship with this girl. She was constant. There's like this one, like one of my like first relationships in school. Like, I remember I was like going around with this girl, and like, she wouldn't really talk to me or anything like that. Like, I'd go like, you look nice today. Cool. There's a rugby game on, cool. What class did you have, how's maths going for you? Do you have the teacher that you do? Well, what do you, cool, okay. Like, it was a lot of just like, kind of like, why do you even want me? Like, I'm doing everything I can to talk to you, but you don't care. It seems, I was like, what's going on? And then like, I got out of the relationships here and there, like this one, like, I had this one like really on. This is one that like for whatever reason I keep going back and thinking about it. Not that much, but like it was a long time ago. But like it's kind of one of those like unfortunate stories that could be in like, you know, one of those like romance films or whatever. It's like just like two people that just like, you know, like they're kind of missed connections. They got like two people like missing each other on a train or something like that, or like one train goes this way and like the other person just misses them. It was like this one thing where like I met this girl at a club, and like this is like underage disco thing. Like this is still very, very young. But I met this girl at this underage disco thing, and in Irish culture, like, you know, especially at that age, a lot of it's more about just like finding somebody that looks good and then just kissing them. And like it would be on both ends. Like girls would be going like, yeah, he's grand, and then just would go over, and then like guys would be doing the same thing. And like sometimes you'd have like this ridiculous thing where like somebody would like tap a girl on the shoulder and then point to a friend of theirs and go like, how about him? And she'd be like, nah. And he'd be like, cool. And it's just like, this weird kind of scenario that these kids have, like, that like this strange culture that these kids develop. But like there's this one girl like on a week, like the look of each other, so we kissed, and then like thing, and then I was like, I was like, so hello, how are you, tell me about, like, I don't know, like I want to, you know, I like having that connection, even if we're going to disappear and never see each other ever again. I like having a connection, I like knowing who you are, you know, a bit of a personal connection. Romance doesn't have to mean forever, it just means like just a nice interaction. She's like, you know, we chatted for a bit, and it's like, oh, this is like, where's your accent from? Is that kind of thing? And we were just like chatting for a bit, and I was like, oh, okay, you seem cool. And then she's like, so am I just another girl? And I was like, to be honest, you're way too clever to be just another girl. Like, I was like, you're way too, like, you seem really cool. So like, we like chatted for a lot of the evening and all that kind of thing, exchanged contact information, you know, another thing. And like, we texted for a while, and then we like would meet up like, we met up like a couple of times outside of school and stuff like that, and just kind of like hang out. I was like, oh, this person seemed really cool. And then like, but it was like close to the summer, so like, and I was going back home to Portugal, so I was just like, okay, I'm gonna be gone for a while, but like, you know, I'll send you like texts and things like that, and like add me on Facebook or whatever, this kind of thing. I'm not sure if we were like doing Facebook thing, whatever. And then like I remember one evening, like, you know, we'd been texting and all that, and then I sent her a message going like from Portugal, how are you, the kind of thing, and just like chatting. And then I got no response, and I was like, oh my god. And I sent another message, and I was like, oh, okay, well, okay, whatever. And why have you done this to me? Why did you just disappear? Why did you stop talking to me? And the kind of thing. And then like a friend of mine told me later, like years later, because the thing is like I'd actually like run into a friend of mine like with a new girlfriend like years later, like a year, 2 years, maybe a year and a half, I can't remember exactly. And like the friend that I ran into was like smiling a lot, and I was like, you never liked me this much. Why are you why are you so friendly right now? And it turned out because like the girl that like I'd been talking to was like in the shop with like her other friends, but she was just like finding it hilarious that like the other girl was like, oh my god, he's there, and I was there with some new girl. But then she like actually asked this like my old friend. I was like, so what happened? She's like, well, what happened apparently was that like something had gone wrong with her Facebook. Like she'd lost a phone and wasn't able to access her Facebook. Like something had gone wrong. Like she'd forgotten her password or something. Wasn't able to log in, and like her phone was broken, and she wasn't able to get a new phone, all this kind of stuff. And eventually she just like got, like when she did get them fixed or got access to them, she was like too embarrassed. She was like, oh god, it's been ages, and like these texts were like from months ago. He's gonna think, oh god, and like all those kind of things. So she just went, oh, I'm just not gonna do it, and just like freaked out and kind of like just decided to like run away from it. And then like we just never saw each other again. And it was like, and I was just like, oh, what if, who knows, I have a girlfriend, I live with her, I'm very happy, so it's no big deal. But it's interesting how those things work out sometimes. How did it go? Oh.